Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy sitting in with you this afternoon on 1300 AM WNQM. Glad to have you aboard. We've got a great program for you this evening. We're going to go into the topic of presenting yourself in a worthy fashion, because everyone must make his appearance before the judgment seat of Christ. We're going to talk about how to present yourself. You know, in the book of Job, it talked about that the sons of God came to present themselves before the Creator, and the conversation that ensued from this sons of God encounter with the Creator was very interesting. Satan was asked what he'd been up to lately, and he said, from going to and fro in the earth. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here we are in the 21st century, moving right along in time, 2,000 plus years after the resurrection of the Messiah. And we are told in Matthew chapter 25, verse 31, that he's coming back, and all the holy angels will be coming with him. Are you ready to present yourself? Are you caught up in the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches? Are you unconcerned about where the judgment of the Creator will find you? Are you prepared to meet God in peace? Have you tried to do your best? Have you labored abundantly? Have you sought the narrow path? Have you inquired in the holy temple? Have you fasted? Have you hungered and thirsted for righteousness? Well, ladies and gentlemen, these are questions that beg answers, and I like to examine your life through the Word as well as my own, for judgment begins right here in the temple of Yahweh. That is your temple, where you must, and I'm going to repeat this, where you must prepare to meet your God. Ladies and gentlemen, the seriousness of this whole matter is that we must put on the whole armor of God. Now, to put on the whole armor, there must be a presentation package that is designed from the biblical scriptures, where that we can find ourselves worthy through the scriptures and obedience to the Word to present ourselves as it is recorded in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1, to present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. It's just a reasonable duty, ladies and gentlemen. Are we on the cutting edge of eternity? Are we nearing the time when the trumpet shall sound, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and when all must appear before the judgment seat of Almighty God to give an account for the deeds done in a body? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know that time is short. We're living in what is described as the last days. We perhaps are closer to eternity than at any time in history. All of the combinations of the revelations of God's holy word are coming to pass in these days. Here we are in the time of trouble, such as the world has never seen. We are to present ourselves worthy of hearing him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things, and I'll make you rulers over many." Well, ladies and gentlemen, in that whole duty of man, what if we gained the whole world and we lost our soul? What would we give in exchange for the difference between having an eternal joy or going to an eternal damnation, forever separated from the light of the most holy covenant of our Creator? Well, that's why that we strive to enter in at the straight gate. That's why that we strive to put on the whole armor. That's why we labor. That's why we fast. That's why we pray. And that's why we read our Bibles and study to show ourselves approved workmen that needeth not to be ashamed. We are not caught up in the cares of this present world or the pursuit of the deceitfulness of riches. But we pursue those things which come from above. We lay up our treasures, or we should, in the things that will mark eternity. Ladies and gentlemen, if we could see on the screen of eternity the difference between those that make it in by the skin of their teeth, doing the best they can, and if the righteous scarcely be saved, where will the sinner and the ungodly appear? Well, ladies and gentlemen, isn't that a question that begs an answer? Are you prepared to answer? You say, "Oh, Pastor Bodie, I'll use my charm to get into the kingdom of heaven." Did you know that the Bible says that God looketh not on the outward of man? You can be beautiful, charming, irresistible, effervescent, charismatic, or whatever that you have in the natural will not affect the decision by the Creator when you stand before him to hear him say, either "Well done," or "Depart from me. I never knew you." Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's going to be a fearful time. And the Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Where are we in time? And where do you stand? You see, the buck stops with you. You must seek your own soul salvation. You must, as it is commanded, to put on the whole armor. You've got to dress up in the armor of righteousness, the armor of steadfastness, the armor of truth. Because the Bible says, "Straight is the way and narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it." Are we ever going to look at the difference between the present world and the cares of this world and the love of this world or the concerns of this world, be it family, friend, or foe. Are we going to let those things interrupt, interfere, or prevent us from presenting ourselves a living sacrifice, holy? Now, what does that word mean, holy? That means given completely over to, surrendered or submitted to the Spirit of Almighty God. Oh, my friends, what a serious matter that we have to present ourselves in the last trump at the final call when time shall be no more, and we've got to stand before the scrutiny, the terribleness, the piercing eyes, the flame of fire, like a furnace of polished brass, the glory, the charisma, the intelligence, the ever hair numbered revelation. Everything that you've done in the body, whether it be good or bad, will be brought into focus with the judgment of Almighty God, where you shall give an account for every idle word that you speak. Should we be serious on this matter, Pastor Buddy? Should we dedicate our whole life to seeking, searching, and calling to see and ask for the old path, the straight path, the few path, the few that be up on that path? You see, I walk with a few. I don't walk with the many. I could sell out for a piece of bread, and so could you. I could have treasures through ministry that I don't have at this present time. I'm just a poor preacher struggling to feed my family and to maintain my spiritual integrity and to deny the temptation to sell out, give up, or turn back, or join back into the bell box mentality of the horse system of the world that seems right. Oh, what temptations that we have to endure. What loss of friends and family we must suffer through. Because if we don't love our Creator, if we are ashamed of Him, He's going to be ashamed of us. Would you like to stand before somebody that's ashamed of you? How awful would you feel to see him hide his face from you? How terrible lonely would you feel when you hear him say, "Depart from me"? Oh my. What a time of judgment coming upon the world that's running to and fro seeking rest and finding none. Pleasures. Pleasure seekers. Always wanting to please the flesh instead of denying the flesh. Oh yes. No one likes to suffer. No one likes to lay for days on end without eating any pleasant food or drinking any pleasant beverage, to deny themselves the natural craving of food. For the Bible said that man shall not live by bread alone, and blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. And ladies and gentlemen, even after you've done all these things, you can still say you're like filthy rags in His presence. I have fasted. I have prayed. I have shed a bucket of tears. I have sought. I have read. I have traveled many miles. I have sat through messages that were incredibly inspired. And I've sat through messages was dead and as dry as last year's bird's nest. But I have suffered to hang in. I have shown myself the need of patience when I'm not a patient person. I have helped my peace when I'm not a peaceful purpose or a peaceful person. I have withdrawn myself from things that would prosper my life and add to my bank account, and sought to find friendship with the poor, with the cast down, with the forsaken, where I've made my ministry to be. Well, I had choices. I could have stayed with a large denominational system that controls my preaching and tries to put a restriction and to put me in a box of preordained thinking that I couldn't think outside the box. That if I got a revelation, I'd had to run to the local church authorities to get their approval or some deacon board before I could express my belief system and preach the convictions of my heart. That is why I withdrew myself from the denominational system, come out of her, and walked independent of all the temptations that man must face in this incredible journey of these miles of spiritual traps for the flesh man, as he must cross these minefields, if you will, of deception and seem right. The luciferic, satanic, seem right ways of the denominational system that has established itself and based itself upon some man's preordained packaging to present themselves before God. Well, I belong to the old Yaller Creek Baptist Church, God. Well, I go to the first this, second that, or third this. I'm a follower of this one or that one. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says to follow after holiness, without which no man shall see God. Holiness is wholly committed to a cause. And all the causes of righteousness and the truth of the fellowship is that it's against the world and never runs with the world. You must come out of the pack. You must become a loner. You must frequent those who are lonely. You must join forces with a few, not the many. You must be able to look him in the eye and call him a friend, as did Abraham. You must be able to withstand or to endure the scrutiny of the fierce eyes of our Creator as he looks down upon you, either friend or foe. You're either for him or against him. You're either hot or cold. Because the lukewarm will be spewed out of his presence, and the cold will be eternally separated from the light of eternity, where they will find themselves in a place void of light, full of darkness, where they shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. My, are we able? Are we ready? Are we willing to present ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God? 2 Corinthians 13:2, Paul said, I have previously said that when present the second time, and though now absent, I may say in advance of those who have sinned in the past, and to all the rest as well, that I, and if I come again, I will not spare anyone. My, what a terrible indictment of those who have put their hands to the plow, and they look back. You know, last year at our Passover meeting, I heard people that had strong faith and strong convictions turn away from the Holy Word, deny the Creator, and deny His plan, and turn themselves into fables and wandering stars for whom the blackness of the vastness of an eternal separation from the light is reserved for them that do so. For this reason, I am writing these things while absent, so that when I become present, I need not use in severity in accordance with the authority which Yahweh gave me for the building up and not for the tearing down. I am for peace, David said, but they're for war. My enemies are many. They seek me on every corner. If you stand for something, the devil will try to make you fall for anything. And some have departed from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits in the last days and doctrines of devils. And it ought not to be so. In Galatians chapter 1, verse 4, we're talking about Christ who gave Himself our sins so that He might rescue us from this present evil age according to the will of God our Father. So we had somebody to present Himself for our sins to take us out of this present evil age according to the will of God, who wrote these things before that we might be partakers of the holy calling. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish to be present with you for I now stand in doubt of some of you, saith Paul in Galatians 4:20. For I am now perplexed about you. Talking about those who in this evil age that had the blood of the Messiah anointed to their sins, they repented and was baptized, but turned back. And as I said, they that put their hands to the plow and look back are not fit for the kingdom of heaven. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27, that Christ may present to Himself the church in all her glory, having not spot or wrinkle, nor any such thing, but that she should be and would be holy and blameless without fault before the throne of God. Can you really say today, to this evening, on the 28th day, May 28th, the year 2006, we're live tonight on WNQM, 1300 AM, 50,000 watts. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. Are you ready to meet your God? In Colossians chapter 1, verse 22, yet He has now reconciled you in His fleshly body through death in order to present you before Him holy and blameless and beyond reproach. Oh my. Ladies and gentlemen, the best you can do to please your Father who loves you from the foundation of the world and gave himself for you, that he might have a soldiership. Those who would dress up in the armor of discipline. Those who would not love this present world. I don't fish. I don't hunt. I don't ramble, and I don't roam. I'm about my Father's business in the spirit. I stay at home. Ladies and gentlemen, if you get out into the world and love the world and love the things of the world, oh yes, we live in a beautiful country. It's nice to get out and ride through the mountains. It's nice to get out and look at the handiwork of God. But it's greater to preach the gospel. It's greater to witness and to testify. It's greater to present yourself a living sacrifice and to hold up them that are weak. To clothe them that have no clothing. I'm talking about in the spirit realm. To always be willing to give your time. That I might demolish every man, teaching every man with all wisdom, so that we may present every man complete in Christ. The book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 28. In 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 8. For body discipline is only of a little profit. Because you could give all of your goods to feed the poor, and if you didn't have the love and the charity of the truth, it would profit you nothing. Godliness is profitable for all things. And it holds promise to the mark. As you present your life, and also the life that is to come. You, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have a record to face when you get there. You either loved him or you didn't. You was either hot or cold. You was either in or out. You're either on or off. You see, ladies and gentlemen, if God was to tally up all the time that you have spent enjoying the pleasures of the world versus the hardships of the kingdom principles and the labor involved, where would you stand in time ratio compared to the time that you have spent for the Creator versus the time that you have spent for the pleasure of your own self? 1 Timothy 6:17. Instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited or to fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. Now, not the world. The enjoyment of the fruits of the Spirit. Did you know it's better to go hungry and feed your brother? Because there's more joy in seeing him full and you empty. Because you've done something. Did you know the Bible says if you have two coats, give your brother one? And yet we run to Wally World. And we buy coat after coat after coat after coat. And finally, we get so many we can't hang them in the closet. And then when we get ready to go somewhere, we got nothing to wear. You know, if you only had two choices and you ran in there and gave one of those coats that you got a choice to your brother who has none, then it would be very easy for you to dress up and go out because you have one choice. The problem is we have too many choices. We have too much. We're too full. Our bellies are too big. We have to wash ourselves daily to wash the guilt of the conscience of our sinful activities because we can't face God. Because we're too rich in this present world. You say, well, buddy, I don't have riches. You're going to have 50 cents in your pocket and be rich toward God. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who needs not to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. Let me repeat that. Be diligent, and this is what I'm talking about, to present yourselves approved of God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. My, my, my. Where are you going to spend eternity? Where are you going to go after the judgment? Will you enter into the joy prepared for you? Or will you hear him say, depart from me, I ain't got no place for you. I'm ashamed of you because you were ashamed of me. I was hungry and you didn't feed me. I was naked and you didn't clothe me. I was sick and you didn't visit me. I was lost and you never searched. Oh, what a... I just don't want to hear him say, buddy, you tried, but you failed. It's better to never know the way than to know it and not give it your best shot to go all the way. As for me and my house, David said, we will serve the mighty eternal Yahweh. Let the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing. Let the world do its thing. Let it run to and fro, seek rest. Let it have the riches of this world. Let them run after the silver and gold. Let them lay up treasures against the last day. As for me and my house, I'll present myself with nothing to be everything for the Creator. Oh, yes, I've got time to go pray for the sick. I've got time to go to the festivals. You know why? I take time. You know why? I sacrifice. I don't have much in this present world, but I always have sufficient. That one coat will keep me warm. That one suit, because you can only wear one at a time, ladies and gentlemen. I was driving an old beat-up jalopy back in the 60s when I was ministering as a young minister. The old muffler came off of it, and it was a snowy day, and the roads was wet, muddy, sloppy. My muffler came loose and was dragging the ground. I had to get out with my one suit on, my white shirt, going to a meeting in Harlan, Kentucky. I had to get up under the old car and get the hay baling wire that I had very conveniently in the back of the trunk. Got a piece of wire out and had to slide up under the old car. Didn't have anything to lay on. Had to get down into the mud and the muck. Slid up there to keep journeying. I look like a brown spotted leper when I come out from under the car. Had mud spots in my head where the car and the snow and the melting and the mud mixed with the muck. What did I do? I went on and preached that night in a suit that was spotted and soiled with the world. But my heart was joyful that I had presented myself not in such a manner that would seem clean to the outward man, but my heart and my desire was present and convicted in a sacrificial way. I didn't let a soiled suit keep me from preaching that night to a congregation. So it's a denying of the present world to present yourself holy and acceptable, as it is said in 2 Timothy 2:15, again, be diligent to present yourself approved of God as a workman. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to work in this kingdom principle while time is here. Well, what if he tarries and you die? Well, then everything that you've done, your works will follow after you. You will stand before him in your lot in the end of the days, and you'll give an account. In Titus chapter 2, verse 12, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, to live sensibly and righteously and godly in this present world. Well, I'll repeat that to you. Titus 2 and 12, instructing us. This is what the Holy Spirit does. Once you're born of the Spirit, you've given your life. And ladies and gentlemen, I have worked feverishly, fervently, and wholeheartedly. And since I turned my life over to the Creator in 1963, I gave him my life. And he gave me a song to sing. He gave me a message to preach. He gave me a sheep to seek. And I've been about my Father's business. I have never turned back. For they that turn back or look back are not fit for the kingdom. Remember Lot's wife. And ladies and gentlemen, I've been reminded of that constantly. That instructing us as the Holy Shekinah to deny godliness and worldly desires. Oh, yes. And to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in this present evil world. Lights that shine in darkness, forsaking the desires of this present world. Nature in itself would like to have luxuries and nice cars and things of this nature. But Yahweh says, if you'll seek me first and prove yourself before me, and let me test you to see if you love riches or things of the world, if that's what you're in this for, or whether you just love me, he'll make a way for you. He'll provide a vehicle. He'll provide a coat in your closet. He'll provide another suit for you. I preached in shoes that had holes in them. And I'm telling you, I have literally been embarrassed to kick up my heels to expose the holes in my soles where I'd worn them out. Didn't have the money to half sell them. Just kept preaching and walking. Just kept walking and preaching. But if you have to preach with a hole in your soul, it's better than to have the soul destroyed as a whole. Hebrews 9 and 9. This is a symbol for the present time accordingly. Both gifts and sacrifices are offered which cannot make the worshiper perfect in conscience. Is your conscience clear tonight? Can you stand before God in peace? Are you going to present yourself? You say, well, I don't think so. Well, I know so. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the reward or the order to march out of his presence. By his word, I will always be ready to remind you of these things, even though you already know them and have been established with the truth that is present with you. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that the time is nigh, even at the door, when we must again put on the whole armor of God, that we must present ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. for the demonstration, I say, of his righteousness at the present time, so that he would be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in the Messiah, Yahushua, the righteous. That's why we labor. And do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to be used solely by God. You see, you're his body. You're his legs. You're his arms. You're his eyes. You are his voice. And he said, go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Present yourselves to someone as slaves. For obedience, you are slaves of the one to whom you obey, either to the wages of sin resulting in death, or of obedience resulting in righteousness before the throne of Almighty God when you hear him say, well done. For I'm speaking in human terms because of the weakness that is present within us, that I know that nothing good dwells in my flesh, man. For the willing of the Spirit is present in me, but the doing of good is not, because the strong man rules, and to whom you give over to whatever spirit rules. If a flesh man of the lust and the desires of the world rules in your life, then you cannot consider the suffering of this present time to be made worthy to be compared with those things which are laid up for the glory which is to be revealed at the coming, when he says, well done. For I am convinced, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 38, I am convinced that neither angels nor principalities nor things present nor things to come, nor powers will separate me from the love of God. Oh man, that's not angels or principalities or things present or things to come. No powers, be they ordained above or below. Nothing shall persuade me to turn back from my appointed destiny in preaching the gospel and becoming a witness for God. For you are my witnesses, saith the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 10. I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and a holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Hungry and thirsty in this present hour, Paul said, we both are hungry and thirsty and are poorly clothed and are roughly treated and are homeless. But we preach the gospel to you. This is my letter of love, signed in my own blood, signed by my own desires, whether absent in body but present in spirit. Have already judged him who is committed to this, though I be present here in the world, absent from him in spirit. I know that in the time to come I will present myself to his spirit and hear him say, well be done, my good and a faithful servant. I'll make you ruler over many things that you have as an inheritance. Lay up your treasures where neither thief nor robber, nor moth will canker the riches of your efforts of labor. For God, who is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love, will reward you in the last days with eternal life, and say, enter into the joy prepared for you from the foundation of the world. I know he had us in mind when he laid out those things which are to present us a living sacrifice. at this present time, your abundance of supply of those things that I have need of, so that their abundance may also become a supply for you in need, that they may be equality to them who have little shall lack nothing, to them have over will not need much. For I'm jealous for you with a godly jealousy. For I have betrothed you, or I have given you to one husband, so that to Christ I may present you as a pure virgin. Isn't it wonderful that you can stand before him in pureness, and that you can have access to the throne of grace, and that you may hear him say, yes, you were a faithful servant. Yes, you labored abundantly. Yes, you kept the faith. And now enter into the joy prepared for you, and take these things as you have took your mustard seed of faith, and you have grown, you have labored, you have suffered, you have cried a river of tears, you've walked a many a mile, you've preached a many a message till your voice was broken and halted, when you were calling out the great name of the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace, when you were teaching people the correct way to be saved and to be baptized in the great, magnanimous, magnificent name, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to make yourself ready for the coming of the great day of the Lord, when he comes from the heavens in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. As he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God, be ready for his return, for he's coming on the clouds with power and great glory. And every eye shall see him, and even those that pierced him. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to make your election and calling sure? Well, you've been listening to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call tonight on WNQM 1300 AM on your radio dial. You can hear Pastor Buddy also at 7 o'clock Central Time in your time zone here in the Nashville, Tennessee listening area on WNQM 1300 AM. I will be on live at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern, on WWCR around the world, live with the Shepherd's Call in part 4 of the Hollow Earth. You need to tune in. You don't want to miss the final part of the revelation of the Hollow Earth. What's going on in our world? Many convincing proofs appearing over a period of time to convince us that the things which appear are not as are, but as are as they were designed, but man's eyes have become so deceitfully and so paganistically wrapped up in the world that they can't see those things by faith. For the things which appear are temporal, and the things which are coming by faith are eternal. Choose this day who you will serve. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to get out of here, and I would like to thank my good friend, Brother William Patridge, out of Carbondale, Illinois, for sponsoring this last hour. His labor of love is bringing it straight to you with Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. I hope and trust that you will be able to join the endeavor. If you'd like to help us on the Shepherd's Call, simply write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. That's Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284. That's 2284. New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now let me give it to you again. Simply write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me up, I'm live tonight on the 28th day on a Sunday evening of the month of May, May the 28th. We're nearing the end of the month. And if you'd like to help us on the Shepherd's Call, you can do so by writing Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. You can also call me live. I'm in the studio for another couple, 3 hours. I'll be live at 7 Central on the radio. But if you'd like to call me between now and then or even after 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, you can do so by calling Pastor Buddy at 423-626-2172. Now that's Pastor Buddy, area code 423-626-2172. Talk to me. Call me up. Let's present ourselves and let's work together. Let's put our shoulder to the wheel while it's time because, you know, the Bible says that today is the day of salvation, and today if you hear His voice, don't harden your heart. Don't put it off. Make up your mind to present yourself now. You can start now. And by starting now, you'll gain as much as those who work from the first hour. Those that come in at the ninth hour will get the same reward as those that come in at the first hour. So you can always start. You can always put off the world and put on Christ. You can always turn to Him. You can always cry out. He will always hear you. He will always answer. If you seek Him with all your heart, ladies and gentlemen, I called on Him. I prayed. I fasted. I did everything within my possible physical body, even to the harm of losing so much weight that I staggered when I walked. I was so weak, seeking the power and the glory and the honor and the truth of Almighty God. Present yourself a living sacrifice. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness, and all these things that the world is running after that they'll never catch. For that which they pursue runs from them and pursues after those who would pursue after the Creator. All these things He said, I'll add to you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll be with you in the sickness. He'll be with you in the financial troubled areas of your life. He will work out a way. The Bible says all things work together to good for them that love God and are called according to His purpose. Put on the whole armor. Stand up before God and be counted as a soldier able to present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. You know, the Bible said that's just a reasonable service, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you know that the appearance of our Creator is nigh? Don't you believe that we are in the last days? Don't you know for sure, as Paul said, that you make your election and call and sure that we present yourself to God as a living, chaste, virgin, Or do you want to hear him say, well done? Or do you want to hear him say, depart from me? That's the only two things that you'll hear at the day that you bow the knee. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 31, when we came on, I gave you this scripture, and I'll close out with it tonight to refresh your memory, to present yourself a living sacrifice. The Bible says that when he comes back, he's coming with all the holy angels with him, and then he shall gather together, and he will separate the sheep from the goats. Are you going to be ashamed of him? Then he's going to be ashamed of you. You're going to work for him, then he's going to work for you. If you've labored in his kingdom, he'll labor in yours. If you've laid up treasures in his kingdom, he'll lay up treasures in yours. If you visited him when he was sick, he'll visit you. If you saved others, he'll save you. Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you, and present yourself before God a living sacrifice, which is a reasonable service. Can you do that? I believe you can. If you can, call me. Area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Or you can write Pastor Buddy. You can write me at, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. That's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Ladies and gentlemen, the old clock on the wall has said we got to get out of here. We'll see you next Sunday night live on the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. Until then, present yourselves a living sacrifice.